The following shiur was delivered by Rabbi Moshe Yitzchak Weg, Rosh Chabura in Beis Medrash Kabaya, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
To download this series of shiurim, as well as hundreds of other recorded shiurim, articles, and video presentations, please visit thehalachacenter.org.
In this week's parasha, Parashas Vayera, we have a pasuk. Perek Chaf Aleph, pasuk Dalet. Vayomol Avram es Yitzchak Benoi, Ben Shmeinas Yomim, Kasher Tziva Oisai Eloikim. Avram Avinu did a bris mila on his son Yitzchak when he was 8 days old. Last week's parasha, Parashas Lech Lecha, we have the bris of Avram Avinu. The tzivoi, and he performs a bris and on himself, on his bnei bayis. In this week's parasha, we have the bris of Yitzchak. Let's speak out two differences between the bris of Avram and Yitzchak. One difference, easy difference, is that Avram Avinu was much older when he got his bris. Yitzchak is 8 days old. He's performing the din. He's being mekayim, the din of Ben Shmeinas Yamim. Yitzchak's getting his bris like every Yiddish child today. Assuming the child's healthy, they get a bris when they're 8 days old. Another big difference. The big difference is as follows. There's Mar Mekayimis for this, Mechilta in Parshat Shpatim, and it's Mashma a little bit, and the Gemara Chagiga Daf Gimel with the Taisis over there. There's a Mashmais like this. There's a Mashmais that Avraham Avinu's bris was a Mila of Geras. That is as follows. We all know there's a process to make someone a Ger. Someone's a guy. He wants to become a Yid. There's a process. Mila, Tvila, Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs. That Mila that he does, it could be said that besides for being his bris for life, now he has a bris Mila of a Yid. But also, it's a Mais Geras. It's an action that could create somebody into being a Yid. Avraham Avinu was doing a Milas Geras. He was elevating himself to become something different with that bris, and he was becoming the first Ger. Yitzchak Avinu, L'chaira, his bris was not a bris of Geras. Because he was born from Yiddish parents. Avraham Avinu had this Mila now, this Madrega of being a Yid through his bris, and Sarah will make a hanacha, she had some sort of geiras. Now he was born to Yiddish parents, his bris was a Yiddish bris. So keep that all in mind. I want to discuss as follows, a certain aspect of the bris mila, of the people who had a bris mila before Matan Torah, which would be Avraham Avinu, which would be Yitzchak Avinu, that would include even Sheva Levi, the Rambam in Hilchos Yisuri Bia. Perakid Gimel, Halacha Beis. Mila Haisa Bimitzrayim. Kashanemar v'chal Arla Yechabai. Mulay Sam Mesha Abeinu. Listen to this, listen to these words. Shekulam Bitlu Bris Mila. They all did not do Bris Mila Bimitzrayim. They were Mavachal Bris Mila. This is talking about before the time period of Yitzias Mitzrayim. For the many years that they were avadim in Mitzrayim, kulan bitlu bris mila b'Mitzrayim, chutz mishevet Levi. Shevet Levi also, what type of bris were they doing? They were doing this bris, the bris of Yitzchak, the bris of Avram. The bris of, even before Kabbalah Sotaria, it was already a tzivoy for a bris. That's the bris of Shevet Levi. So let's discuss something about this bris. Listen closely. There's a Gemara in Krisos, Daf Tes Amud Aleph. There's a Gemara in Yevamos, Daf Mevamos Beis, that tells us a very interesting thing. It talks about Avaisenu, our forefathers. Now this Avaisenu does not mean Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, the Avais that we talk about. This Avaisenu is referring to the Yoytze Mitzrayim, the Yidden who left Mitzrayim to go and be Mekabel the Torah. The Yoytze Mitzrayim, Zakh the Gemara, went through a process of Geras. They went through the process of Geras, and we learned from them how to make Geram today. We learn from their process that Geirus needs a Mila and a Tvila. So this is what we could discuss. What would be if Avraham Avinu was still alive at the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim? What would be if Yitzchak Avinu would still be alive? And what's the halacha of Shevet Levi? In order to become a ger, you need a milah. Our forefathers in the Yotzei Mitzrayim, they needed a milah. They needed to go through the process of geirus, which by the way means that they weren't, so to say, full yidden. They needed more. As much as they came from Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, they weren't goyim like a guy who would come to be a geir today. They're not the same madriga of guy like that. Of course not. At the same time, they needed more. And they needed to go through the process. So what would be Avraham Yitzchak Sheva Levi, who already have a bris milah, and they did not do the bris milah bidafka to become geirim? What do they do? There's a concept about tafas dam bris. There's a concept, there are times when a regular maisa milah can't be performed. So, hatafas dam bris means that all we do is we let out a little blood, a prick, there's a machoikas, maybe a cut, and some dam comes out, and that dam, that will be, in a sense, a maisa milah. That can be done to somebody who, we'll talk about this a little more, exactly to who, but that can be done to somebody who we can't perform regular maisa milah to. So this is the question. Sheva Levi, Avraham Avinu, Yitzchak, if they're coming to do the second geirus, so to say, to do the final geirus, do they need to do hatafas dam bris? Do they need to do a new ma'isa milah together with all their brothers in Mitzrayim, who actually did a milah at that time when they were leaving Mitzrayim? That's the beginning of that Rambam. Milah ha'isav in Mitzrayim. The Rambam before that is b'shleisha dvarim nichnusi Yisrael abris. The Mila, Tvila, the Karban. And then in Halacha Beis, Mila Haisav B'Mitzrayim. Where was that Mila? How do we see that that it was Nichnus Yisrael Libris, meaning they became Yidden, they became Yidden with a Mila? Mila Haisav B'Mitzrayim. They did a Bris Mila then. So Sheva Levi, and those before them, if they had they still been alive, do they need a Tafas Tam Bris? Or does their Mila count for a milah of geirus? That's the shaila. Very geshmak shaila. And be'etzem, this is open in the Rishayim, open discussion, and lahedia in the Rishayim, in Yivamas, Tahavama, and Beis. And we're going to go through it. Let's be makdim the following. What happens if you have a guy? A guy shows up, I'd like to become a ger. And we go through all the discussion and the process, and we're up to, he already did Kabbalah Sal Mitzvahs, and we're up to doing a bris milah. The guy is so excited, he could actually become a yid. We let him pass, and we let him through. We're going to make him into a yid. We want to do a bris milah on him, and he tells us, you should know, by the way, I already had a bris milah. A bris milah? Oh, not exactly a bris milah. Just when I was an infant, I was in the hospital, and the doctor took off my arla. And therefore, right now, I'm not an arla anymore. What's the halacha? What does Bezdin do now? So, Be'etzim, there's three main studim. It starts from really from learning up in the Gemaras, and it's discussed at length in the, it's discussed in the Paiskim. And to bring out the three studim, we'll say it through the eyes of the Paiskim. We have three shittas in the Paiskim. The Tur brings a Rach, which some call Rabbeinu Tam. Let's call it Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says, Ein lai takana. Powerful word. Ein lai takana. There's no Eitzah. He can't become a yid. Now, I have to speak out on the side that the Torah does continue, that there's some sort of geirus that could be chal, and that geirus would be chal for his kids, and when his kids get a geirus, that would be, they would be full geir. Let's leave that part. The point is, he cannot become a full geir. He's stuck. We have the shita of the Rach, also called the Rach, brought in Taisvah, Staff of Amva Beis. The second shita I want to speak out. The Rach in Taisvis, so let's call it Rabbeinu Tam saying so far, ain't like Takana for this guy. The Rach in Taisvis, let's call it the Rach. The Rach is saying, he doesn't need anything. Let him just go to the mikvah. He can't do a bris. He can't do a bris. So we won't do a bris. He'll just do a tefillah. That's shita number two. The third side is the Bahag, which is the way we paskin. The Bahag says that he should do a tafas dam bris. Now I want to make something clear. There's no tzad that the guy's bris counts. This is what the Gemara in Perek Ha'arla Nivamis, the Chayin Aleph calls, Gevay Nimo, Arbimo, Arvi Mol, an Arab who got a bris milah, he's still an Aral. He does not have any din of a bris milah. But practically speaking, even though he has a shame Aral, practically speaking, we can't remove his Arlo anymore. His Arlo's not there. His bris didn't count, but he doesn't have an Arlo. We have the Shita Sebahag, the final Shita that we pass him like, the final in our list. The Bahag says, so do Hatafas Tambris. So our discussion, let's now switch back over to Shevet Levi. Our discussion by Shevet Levi is going to be according to the Bahag. That means according to Rabbeinu Tam, that a Goyish Bris would be Ein Lai Takana, that does not apply to a Yid. That may need a Hezber, and what we're going to say right now, may Taka help to be a Hezber, but that's not an option. When you talk about the Shita of the Rach, it's easy. The Rach says by a guy, let him do a Mila just with a Tefillah. There's no reason why a Yid should be any worse. A Yid who has a Bris, a Shevet Levi person, Avram and Yitzchak, they should be worse than that guy. For some reason, Hatafa is not an option. By a guy who's becoming a Yid, if he can't do a Maisa Mila, that's it. We don't do Hatafa Stam. Hatafa is not an option. Okay, there's no Maisa Mila, there's no Hatafa. What's left? Tefila, and he can become a Ger. Kipshuta a Yid. If anything, he's better off. He has a real Mila. He has a Mila that he was done for the mitzvah of a Mila Savram Avinu. But the main shaila that the Rishonim are handling is lefi the shita of the Bahag, lefi the tzad of the Bahag. If you say arve mal, so listen now, this is the question. If you say arve mal, givayni mal, a gayish bris still requires a tapas dam bris in order to become a ger, would a person from Shevet Levi who did a bris before the process of gerus, that special process of gerus that was done to Avisinu by the Yetzi Mitzrayim, by Yetzias Mitzrayim, he did a bris prior to that, he was already a person with a bris, does he also need a tafas dam bris, like an arvi mal, like a gavaini mal, in order to become a ger? Or not? Or he's good to go with the bris that he already has? So let's go through the Rishayim. The Ritva. The Ritva Daf Mem Vav. The Ritva Daf Mem Vav seems to say a very nice thing. He seems to say that no, this is very different than Gavani Mol and Arvi Mol, Gavani Mol. This bris would count for the Geras process. Most of the Yidin did their bris mila for that Geras process by Yitzias Mitzrayim. Most of them did it later. They did it by Yitzias Mitzrayim. However, you, Shevet Levi, you, Avram, you did it early. He goes as far as to say, there's a Shitas Rabbi Eliezer, that a ger does not really need a tefillah to be ma'akiv. It's not ma'akiv if he does not do a tefillah. He can become a ger just with a milah. It's masher from the Ritva that had, we pass from the Rabbi Eliezer, with fear Rabbi Eliezer, the Avram and Yitzchak, Shevet Levi, they did a milah earlier, they don't need anything else to become ger. They have their milah, they're done. They don't even need a tefillah, they're good. That milah earlier is a full ma'isa geris. Somehow the Geras gets delayed, probably because the Kabbalah Mitzvah is happening later. It's happening together with Kabbalah Satayra, something like that. So they're not going to be Gerim yet. But as far as creating them to be a Ger, that they need a Mila, where's the Mila? The Mila is the Mila that they did to fulfill the commandment that was given to their grandfather, that was given by Hashem. They were in Itztava La Mila, that was given to Avram Avinu. They did a Mila Savram. That counts. That's what the Ritva is very mashma. That's what, let me see if I can find you his lashon. Umilasa mila gemura ukvar nitztav olek shehayu b'nei noyach. I'll start earlier. Ubevadei kikol oisam shemolo b'mitzrayim kegoyin Shevet Levi v'chayoytzi behem lo yehotzruchu lahatif dam bris. They don't need to be mat dam bris. Umilasa mila gemura ukvar nitztav olek shehayu b'nei noyach. That's it. That mila counts. And he says, "Miu, tefillah yitzrichem, but my dekaimulon in a garach imal v'yitpal. My, they're going to need a tefillah because we hold in a garach imal v'yitpal." But according to Rabbi Yehuda, "Adrab, but this meal is enough." That's the ritual. So there we have one Rishon answering our shaila. We could probably shtel to this a very nice Tesis and Ksumas. In Krisus. Tesis Krisus, Taf Tesam and Aleph, Dibre Masal de Chassid. He's going on the Gemara that says that Klal Yisrael did a Mila in order to do this process of Geirus. The Yetzi Mitzrayim did a Mila. And he says, Pirish Shemalu Atzvam Bitziyasim Mitzrayim. Now listen to his Kasha. Listen to what he's bavarning. The ones who had a Mila from the days of Avram. And L'chayr, this includes Shevet Levi. People who had a bris earlier. See, he wants to know what's going to be the status of these people. What do? They already did a bris earlier. Like this. In the beginning when they did their bris, they were thinking something. What were they thinking? They did a bris to be likanes bris hamakam, vili bagal mishar umais, and to separate themselves from the other nations. Vegam kiata tavlu. So it's a discussion exactly what Tesis and Krisis is doing, because lemaisa, assuming you mamish need kavana b'shas mila to become a ger, they did not have that kavana. They didn't think they're becoming a ger at that time. With this maisa. Or even later with this Maisa, Kamshuta, they weren't thinking they're becoming again. But at the same time, Taisis and Krisa seems to be trying to use that Mila and explain where that Mila could count. And he's saying there were some Kavanas in that Mila that are helpful and useful. What are they? Kishimalu Atzman, Maluli Kanis for Visamakam, Uli Vadel Mishar Umais. They were coming to separate themselves from the nations. Taisis and Krisa seems to be using that bris as a part of the Geiris. This sounds like the Shita of going along with the Shita of the Ritva. The Rabban gives us more to discuss. Well, he starts with saying that Shevet Levi would also need a Tafas Nambris. Just like the Avimal, the Gevainimal, he would need a Tafas Nambris. This would be a big machlekes. This would be not exactly like the Ritva. This first tzad in the Ramban. But then, the Ramban continues. And the Ramban says something so interesting. He starts off being mechalik between a Gavayni Mal Arvimal. He starts being mechalik between a guy, this Arvimal, and Shevet Levi. He says there's a very big difference between them. What's the difference? Let me find it over here. They have a bris. They were never commanded. Over there, since they never had a commandment to do a bris, it's as if they don't have a bris. But over here, hamalu, the bris counts. If you would stop right there in the Ramban, it sounds like the Ritva. Their bris is much better. So, we could use their bris for the Geiris. However, the Ramban ends off with a very shvara lashon. Hilkach b'nei Levi nidainu kenashim. They could be like nashim lihikanes b'tfilo tachas kanfi hashchina im hamila shalahem. Let them be like nashim. What does that mean? Aisha, her geiras is with a tfilo only. She can't do a mila, even though mila is necessary. The fila shitas chachamim that we pass in life, you need a mila and a tfilo. But Aisha could become a ger just with a tfilo. She is the Lashon of the Gemara in Yevamis, she's E-Efsher. She's E-Efsher B'mila. So B'mila, she could become a Ger just with Tefillah. Zakhtar Ramban, Shevet Levi will be like Nashim. And B'mila, let them just do a Tefillah. This is also Lahedi later in Ramban, in Zayin of Beis. Ramban says, he's talking about an Eved, and he has there's a whole discussion. And he ends off, L'dayti kol hanimo l'mitzvasei. Anybody who had a bris mila for the mitzvah, einei matif tam. There won't be a tzad to go do a tafas tam bris. Ela hareyu ke'isha, uvetvila nechnas l'das Yisrael. Kimo isha pirashti l'mayla ba'levim. The way I explained earlier by the Levim. They'll be like an isha, and their geiras is just with a tefila. L'chaira, the Ramban needs a big hezber. If the Mila does not count, so let them be like Arimal and Gevayni Mal. The Ramban is going with the Shita that Arimal and Gevayni Mal do need a Tafas Nambris. We're not going right now like the Rach. The Rach had that when it comes to Geiras, for whatever reason, Hatafas Damris is not available. Okay? That's going to be by an Avrimal. That's going to be also by Sheva Levi. It's Pasha. You can just do a Tefillah. There's no other choice. There's no Hatafas Damris. However, the Ramban's going, there is a Hatafas Damris available. By a Gevaynimal Avrimal, you'll do a Hatafas Damris. So let's make a Mimanashach. By Sheva Levi, if their bris is good enough, so let that be the bris, like we had on the Ritva, Taisus Krisus. We'll use their bris for the Geiris. And if their bris is not good enough, so go do a Tafas Dambris, like an Avrimo. What's going on over here? How can the Raman start off saying, it is a bris? And then Mela, they're like an Isha. What happened here? What does this mean? Now, one thing just to make clear is that the idea of using an Isha as a way of making a ger, even by a non-Isha, is something that we find. Kipshutai, that's the pshat, like we said, in the Rach. The Rach, this that the Rach says, that Ari Mal, Gvayni Mal, could just do tefillah and become a ger. By a regular Zachar, who's mamash and aral, a Goyish Zachar who's mamash and aral, it's plus he needs a Mila and a tefillah, and if he doesn't do his Mila, he can't become a ger. So why is an Ari Mal, Gvayni Mal, who had a Mila, why is he different? Why is a tefillah enough? Because he's the Yashar. He's Yavshir, you can learn from the Nashim. For whatever reason, Atafa is not available. That's the way the Ramban in Shabbos, the Kuf Amud Hei, explains the Rach. Right? There's such a concept of a Geirus that we use the process called Yavshir. There's a Taisus on the Vav, and Aleph, and Yavamis, he has another case. The case is somebody who is Nichras Hagid. He doesn't at all have the Eiver to do a Bris, do a Tafas Damris. There's no option for him. Zakt Taisa there. Even Lafi the Bahak, who says that by an Ari Mal you'll do a Tafas Damris, this guy, Nichras Hagid, he could become a ger with a tefillah. That's the way the Gayin explains that the halacha of Nichras Hagid, the Gayin in the Shulchan Aruch, says it's because he's E'efshir, meaning he's like an Isha. So the Ramban is telling too, that mode of Geiris, that sometimes when a person is E'efshir, what does he do? He just doesn't feel it. But again, we're asking a strong question. We're asking a question that why is it Yesha? You can't be Yesha for the Slot Tavas Dambris, according to the Ramban, according to the Baha'i, according to that side, wrong with that side. Right now, the Ramban's going with that side that Avi Mal does need a Tavas Dambris. So that means it's Efshir Bahatafa, that's called Efshir still. So if the Mila is not enough, do Hatafa. So what's the Pashur Shah of the Ramban? So there's a beautiful Imri Maisha. Simen Chaf Beis, Ais Chaf Gimel. He has a whole shtick over there. Lateich Dvar, he's talking about Ikra Ben Avadim, but he brings our Ramban, the Rambans that we're discussing, and he basically says a point, one of two points that we could shtelts over here. Number one, he mentions the Zach, that once a person did a Maisa Mila, that was a real Maisa Mila, you can't do a Maisa Mila again, even if it's Hatafa. Person's locked in. You're stuck. If you already had a full bris, you can't have a bris again. If for whatever reason you want to do a bris again, you can't do a bris again. He has such a sign. And he says even more, that if you tach in the first bris, makes a person not an aral, if it has a shame bris. And if that's the case, you're even in bigger trouble. Because we can make a halacha now, this is the understanding that Rimeisha, that in order to do a ma'isa mila, a person has to have a shame aral of some sort. There has to be arelus. The Maisa Mila is removing Arla. If there's no Arla, there's nothing to talk about. A Gavaini Mal, an Arvi Mal, they may be missing the physical Arla, but either they'll have a shame Arla. The fact they were once an Arla, whatever it is, there's a way to somehow call them an Arla. And you could do a Bris Mila to an Arla, but somebody who's not an Arla, you can't do a Bris Mila to. So now let's speak this out clearly, like Rabbi Shevet Levi. Shevet Levi did not have a Mila Skeris. And they need a Milas Geiris like every Zachar. But they're stuck. They're not stuck in the physical sense, like a Chmeis, like a Nichras Hagid, who can't do a Bris. And they're not stuck like an Arvi Mal, who is actually not stuck, because he could still do a Tafas Dam Bris. But he can't do a regular Maisa Mila, and what we do for him is a Tafas Dam Bris. But let's say, according to the Rach, the Tafas not available. Well, that's called stuck. There's nothing left to be done. The Sheva Levi, and it would apply to Avi Yitzchak and Yaakov, are stuck in a reverse type of way. They're stuck because they've gone too far, they've done too much. They did too much of a bris to get another bris. When the Ramban starts off that Sheva Levi is different because they have a bris, he doesn't mean like the Ritva. Sheva Levi is different, they have a bris, they already accomplished the bris of Geras. They did not accomplish the bris of Geras. They still need a bris of Geras. But they already had a bris, so therefore it's impossible to do a bris on them. And their bris, their maila, is their chasaron. Their bris makes it harder to perform a bris. But Baruch Hashem, there's an eitzah for them. The eitzah is called eifshar. The more eifshar you make somebody, the easier it is, because then just do a tefillah. They'll be back to nashim. That's what the pshat we could say, the Emre Moshe. Very gishmak azach. It's coming out a very nice thing. We have a few stuff. Let's just chash it over quickly. What do we say? We're saying that Sheva Levi, we want to know what should they do. Lefi the tzad, that Arvi Yimal, or Gavain Yimal, does need a tafas amris. What should Sheva Levi do when they want to do their final geiris by Yitzias Mitzrayim? So we're saying a few tzadim. We have two extreme tzadim. We have the Ramban, in the first tzad of the Ramban, do a tafas amris, just like Gavain Yimal. They don't have a bris of geiris. Go do a tafas amris. We have the other extreme, the Ritva, maybe Tisus and Krisus. Adarabah. Their bris counts. They have a bris. That's the bris of Geiris. It's beautiful. We have the Ramban who says, hey, their bris is a great bris. It's much better than Gemayin Yimal, much better than Arimal. But it's not a bris of Geiris. But they can't now get a bris. They can't do a tofas bris even. Because they're too good. Either they don't have a shame arl at all, or even if they do have some sort of shame arl, but the mice of bris was a real mice of bris. You can't do a second mice of bris. We have one or two ways of saying it. But the point is, what was done to them made it that you can't do it again. You can't do more. I'll just speak out. L'chayr, let's say we want to go now. We want to speak out that tzad, the first time in Ramban, that there is a tafas tamris. Right? L'chayr, it's reasonable to say that we might just saying a very strong point. It's not so simple to just make a bris, just do a tafas tamris, if somebody is not considered an arl. It's not. So what's the etzah? Well, it must be possible to do two Maisa Brises, according to that sheet. According to the sheet, that you could do a Tafas Tam Bris, Vaisis could do a Tafas Tam Bris, even though you already did a regular Maisa Mila. That must be said, L'chayra. Because L'chayra, the first Maisa Mila was a legitimate Maisa Mila, was done for the mitzvah of Avraham Avinu. But we must say that there was still a Shem Arl. Now, it could be it's a very small Shem Arl. The Shem Arl could come from the fact that they weren't complete Yidden. As much as they were Yidden because they come from Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. And as much as they're Yidden, as much as there was something there to remove their kayach of arlos because they had a bris of a mitzvah. However, gufa and the fact that they needed more to become ger, there was some sort of, so to say, gayishness that came along with giving them a shame arl. Clearly, that's what has to be said. And the bris is, the hatafas dam bris is getting rid of that shame arl. As opposed to the Ramban himself, either he holds you can't do two mice of brisim, even if it's a shame arl, or he holds no. These people don't have a shame arl. They can't get that arl of gavayni mol, of arbi mol. Saying there about himself at the end, when he's saying right now that you don't need a tavas dam bris, and then he died new kunashim, because it's impossible. So again, we're saying either you can't do two mice of milas, you already had one mice of milas, you can't do tavas dam bris, or we're humbling over here that there's no shame arl left. They're bnei Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, and they did a bris for the mitzvah. There's no shame or all left, or at least not enough to do a Maisa Mila. I just want to end off with a nice thought that maybe you could say, this is just some food for thought. Right now, if you think about it, we started off with something. We started off that Avraham Avinu did a Mila of Geiris, Yitzchak did not do a Mila of Geiris. Now if you think about it, really Yitzchak in a certain sense, according to the Ritva and Taisa and Krisas, he did do a Mila of Geiris. He didn't do a Mila of Geiris that worked to make him a Ger right then. But had he still been alive when Har Sinai would come, when Kabbalah Tei would come by Yitzias Mitzrayim, the original Mila he did would be a Mila of Geiras. Avraham Avinu's Mila of Geiras was, so to say, a two-step Mila of Geiras. It was to make him a Yid Bechlal, and it was available to potential be a Mila of Geiras for later. Yitzchak Avinu, to be a Bris Mila for the amount of Yiddishkeit that there was then, that he got from his parents. But his Mila was a Mila of Geiras, should he become a Ger later? Should he be alive by Kabbalah Tei? That's one thing. But there's another thing you could say, maybe, Asher, just some food for thought like this, listen to this. Avraham Avinu did a Mila of Geiris. He knew it was a Mila of Geiris. He did a L'shem Geiris. Maybe Avraham Avinu was a step ahead. Even according to the Ramban, even according to both sides of the Ramban, that we don't look at the first Mila as a Mila of Geiris, but since Avraham Avinu was doing a Mila of Geiris back then, so he did have the L'shem Geiris. In a Chanami, he was only, since there was no Kabbalah Satayr yet, he was only able to become the type of Geir of a Vorkabal Satayr.
But maybe he didn't limit his kavana. His kavana was to be as big of a ger as he could ever become. And if later Kabbalah Steyer would come, so then let him be a full ger. As opposed to the milah of Yitzchak, which wasn't medafka being done for geris, kashutai. So, because he already yarshined a chilek of being a yid from his parents. So for him, he would have the two tzadim of the Ramban. So we're speaking out of a shvach chilek between the milah of Avram and the milah of Yitzchak. The milah of Avram was milah of geris, the milah of Yitzchak was not a milah of geris. But this might make a difference. Would Kabbalah Sotayah come right now? Would their milah be able to work as milah of geris? Let's say, according to the first tzad in the Ramban, Yitzchak Avinu would need hatavas damris. Maybe Avram would not need hatavas damris.
The Beis Chabad on the Parsha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultations, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.